I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The anti-government uprising in Syria may have entered a new phase today. Up to now, the uprising had involved mostly unarmed protesters. There were some army defectors. They called themselves the Free Syrian Army, but they seemed to lack unity and resources. Today, the defectors challenged that notion. They launched several attacks, including a daring strike on a military intelligence base outside Damascus. The BBC's Jonathan Head is in neighboring Turkey. He says the attack shows the Free Syrian Army is a force to be reckoned with.
It's the boldest attack we've heard about by this organization. It is very, very close, just literally a couple of miles from the center of Damascus. And it's an attack on a compound of Syrian Air Force intelligence, which is a unit very, very close to the core of the pro-Assad security forces, which has been very involved in putting down and attacking protesters and the opposition movement. So it carries a lot of symbolic weight. It's also the Free Syrian Army showing that they're able to operate and launch attacks very close to Damascus, where there's been relatively little of the unrest that we've seen in Syria over the past 8 months. And it wasn't just that attack. There were a number of other attacks reported by the opposition today. Again, we can't confirm them, but they've come from a number of opposition sources talking about an ambush of a government checkpoint near Hama, where there has been a lot of trouble. They say there 8 government soldiers were killed. All of that adds up to a great deal more activity by the Free Syrian Army than we've heard of in the last 4 or 5 months that we've known of its existence.
And I'm also intrigued by the Free Syrian Army. Are they based in Damascus?
Well, it's an interesting point. Physically, their commanders are based in Turkey, and there's a somewhat delicate relationship with the Turkish government, which is trying not to be seen to be backing an unarmed struggle in Syria. It says it supports peaceful opposition to the government, but it has allowed the commanders of this army, in particular Colonel Riyad Assad, who's been the named commander for the last 2 or 3 months, to live inside the Turkish border and to give interviews to journalists. But the Free Syrian Army has named in the last few days what it calls a provisional council of 8 officers, from colonels down to majors, who it says will run their armed insurgency from now on. And they consider their headquarters to be Damascus. Obviously, they can't operate in Damascus. That's still fully in government hands.
I mean, I got to say, it marks the boldest face so far of any opposition to President Assad. What kind of reaction has this attack gotten from Syrians in the street?
Well, I suppose it depends what side you're on. Mm. We can't see anything that isn't to some degree choreographed in Syria. There have been some very strong protests in support of President Assad, some very angry ones against governments they perceive have turned on them. You know, Turkey recently, Morocco, Jordan, all the neighbors that are now involved in this diplomatic initiative with the Arab League to isolate Syria. And at the same time, of course, we've seen these very passionate shows of defiance against President Assad by mostly unarmed protesters for months now at terrible cost to themselves. And you do now see more and more of the video that's smuggled out. You do see young men carrying weapons. Obviously, some weapons are getting through to them. The Free Syrian Army say that all the various armed groups that are forming themselves do come under their umbrella. I suspect it's a bit more chaotic than that.
Now, all of this is happening while the Arab League of Foreign Ministers are meeting in Morocco. You're in Turkey, Jonathan Head. Turkey isn't a member of the Arab League, but it is attending this meeting. How did it find its way into that meeting, and what's its role turning out to be?
Turkey is making it clear that the Arab League has to take the lead in diplomatic initiatives. It's very aware that it can't be seen to try and grab the lead itself. But the Arab League, I think, realizes Turkey has to be brought on board. So the two of them are coordinating very, very closely, both in talking to the opposition now about the transition period. They realize that President Assad probably will go, but it could be very chaotic. So they're trying to flesh out how the new opposition forces, the Syrian National Council in particular, will manage what could be a very chaotic transition period. You know, events could move very quickly from now on, especially if the Arab League goes to the United Nations and we see increased armed clashes inside Syria itself that could presage the beginnings of something like a civil war. That would then force countries on Syria's border, like Turkey, to take much more assertive action to try and secure their borders, protect civilians. All of this could move very fast now.
The BBC's Jonathan Head speaking to us from Istanbul, Turkey.